Okay, Erev Tov, everybody. So we've discussed what it means that Hashem speaks. We discussed the things of the finger of Hashem, things like that. So now we're talking about when God does things, what that really means. So now we're left with the opposite reality. We're going to talk about the concept of resting. What would it mean when God rests? The simple meaning would be, well, when do you rest? You rest when you walked for 2 hours on a hike and you're tired and you have to take a rest, because a corporeal person gets tired, and then when you're tired, you have to rest. So if we're saying that Hashem rests, that means he's been doing activities that require rest afterwards.
Okay.
So that is the issue that we have to discuss over here. And we're going to see there are three specific words, okay, as you're in yellow throughout the page. We have the word shavas, we have the word noach, and we have the word nofash. Those three verbs we will discuss. What they would mean for us. For us, it would basically resting. Okay? So the normal resting would be, I've been doing activity, I've been doing physical things, the physical things make me tired,
yeah,
and then I need to take a rest. So that can't be for Hashem. So, but we already know what it means when God makes things happen. When God does a maaseh, what does that mean? It means God wills things to exist. So now we're just going to say that resting means Hashem stops willing things into existence. Okay? And that is what we're going to have over here. That's the main idea. So you can go to sleep now. No, but that's going to be the map. Give me the main kernel of the class over here.
What? Isn't that problematic? Because we say that everything exists, God is willing it every second.
Well, okay, so that's a good question. That's why we're going to see some more meanings to it. I just gave you the kernel. Okay, the truth is you can't just go to sleep. Now I have to explain a little bit more. That's right. That's right. Okay, good. We're on Samach Zayin here. Kivan Shehu Shalaha Amira. We already said that Amira is a figurative term for Leratzon, for desire. Bechoma Shenivra B'sheisim Ebreishit. For everything that was created in the 6 days of creation. V'nemer says, Vayomer, Vayomer. Hashem said, Hashem said. What did it mean, Hashem said? Hashem doesn't talk, but rather Hashem wills things into existence. That's what that means. So if we're going to borrow speech to mean it's the will of Hashem, so Hushalalo HaShvisa, when we talk about Shvisa, which is resting or ceasing, B'yom HaShabbos, which means Kivin Shalo Haisa Shambriya, there was no creation that was happening. V'nemar, and now let's take a look at the first source. You know that well from Kiddush. V'yechal Elokim b'yom shviyi, Hashem stopped on the seventh day work asher asah that he did. Now we already know what melachta asher asah means. Stopped willing things into existence. So then v'yishbos b'yom shviyi, literally, he rested on the seventh day from all the melacha that he did. But it can't mean rested in the conventional sense. Them are therefore back in the text. Vayishpos b'yom hashvi'i. He rested on the seventh day. Lefi shegam ha-hefsek min ha-dibur. Here's the point. Ceasing to speak, nikra shvisa, is called shvisa. He's going to bring us proofs. So what it means to say is that Hashem ceased speaking. Because every time Hashem spoke, what was that? Willing things into existence that were yesh me'ayin. Remember, there was nothing there. So what does Hashem's speech do? It wills something to come from nothing. That's what the speech of the 7 days of creation. So what does Hashem do? So he's going to give you a source in a minute. First definition of vayishpos means to cease speaking. So what does that mean? To cease willing new things to come into creation. That's what happens. Kamoshin Emar, let's take a look in source number two. We have Eov's friends. And they were having a discussion. We got to the point where the friends weren't interested in talking anymore. Look at the verb now. Vayishpisu shloshes ha'anoshim ha'ela me'anos es Eov. And the three friends stopped responding to Eov. So they have yishpos. Doesn't mean they stopped working. They stopped responding. Kihu tzadik beinav, because he thought he was a tzadik in his own eyes. In other words, he was saying, I'm so tzadik, I'll come inside of me. And they gave one answer. He goes back and forth. They just stopped talking. Not that they stopped working. So it's a clear example that means to stop speaking. That was example number one. Yeah, what's the matter?
Yishpah means like to stop, to cease. Right.
Right. So if it, here it's specifically word, but here the verb means to stop speaking.
Right.
That's the only meaning in this pasuk. Vayishpesu me'anos es Eov. They stopped responding to him. It's stopping to speak. You'll see another example in a minute. The context over here. There'll be all kinds of meanings over here, but it can obviously mean to rest from work. It can, but it could have more than that meaning. That's all we're saying. It's a homonym. When you say to stop, to rest.
Can we stop anything? I'm just saying it's
yeah, but the connotation is different. In other words, if I'm working very hard for hours and hours, I need to stop and take a rest.
Right.
But if I'm talking to you for 2 minutes, I could stop talking to you, not because I'm tired. I'm just not speaking to you anymore. And that means I'm not expressing my will to you.
So in this context, it's stop talking.
Oh, and what was God doing when he was creating?
He stopped talking.
So, okay, Hashem ceased from talking. That's all. It wasn't he was tired and had a rest. That would be a corporeal example.
What does it mean, stop talking?
Okay, yeah, but what does talking mean by God? Willing something, expressing the will of something. So Hashem had no more will to create new things. So he stopped talking, which means expressing his will and a demonstration of his will. That's far different than resting from work. The secular understanding or the pashup shot, what does it mean? Hashem stopped working. What's the pashup shot that can get us into kvira? Hashem was working. And he stopped working. What do you mean? A God stops working? Why does he have to stop working? He got tired? So no, he was willing things to exist. It got to the point the world was enough, we'll see. So he no longer was willing anything to come into existence.
So why isn't creative speech one of the limited lachot?
Because we don't create that way.
But we want to pattern ourselves after Hashem.
No, Hashem made things happen. First of all, we learn from the 39 malachas in the Mishnah.
Okay, we
can't create like Hashem. We are not Hashem. Okay? Hashem creates a world the way he creates a world. We create a Mishkan the way we create a Mishkan. The Mishkan was a micro universe. How do human beings create a Mishkan? We can't will things into existence all day long. We can't. We can only make things into existence, right? The fact that we don't work on Shabbos isn't because, to parallel what Hashem stopped doing, because we're not Hashem. But we have to be what we are.
Fire was forbidden way before the Mishkan. Fire was forbidden way before
That was when we built the Mishkan.
Yeah, that was after the Mishkan. It's in the
middle of the Mishkan.
So...
It wasn't forbidden until they were learning Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos comes from the human beings creating a world. We create a world with 39 activities. Hashem says you can't do those 39 activities. When I make a world, I don't have to worry. Okay.
I thought the fire was forbidden even before the Mishkan was built.
No, not true.
Well, it's forbidden separately from the 39.
No, it was not separately. No. It was the one given as example.
Right.
Why was it given as example? The Gemara has a discussion why it's picked out as an example. But it was always part of the 39 activities. The question is, do we separate it for the amount of punishment? You get punished. No. It's not
to do with
that.
Forbidden even before there was a mission.
No such thing. I don't know where you heard that. If you find out, please let me know. I don't know about that.
So when it was given,
when they were given Shabbos at Mora, you know, I don't know how much Hashem told them that yet, okay? But they obviously had to learn about the 39 Malachas, and those 39 Malachas were paralleling exactly the 39 Malachas they did to build the Mishkan. Right. And it had nothing to do with Hashem creating the world. But we parallel, just like when we keep Shabbos, there's 2 points. The fact that we stop creating, we're admitting that Hashem runs the world. And we stop creating. But we only know how to create in one way. Purposeful creation, from a human perspective, is physically doing something. Hashem doesn't physically do things. But more than that, let's take it a step further. But you're not allowed to speak about what you're doing, and that's willing. In other words, you can't express, oh, tomorrow I'm going to pave the driveway. You're not allowed to say that on Shabbos. And that is exactly like Hashem, so to speak. So that creative speech that's not allowed to do, you're right, you can't do that. But just to come up with a chiddush of Torah, which is creative speech, but it's creative Torah speech, not creative speech of something of a malach.
You're not supposed to learn new Torah on Shabbos?
That's already a Hasidish idea. That there's no Isser Malacha in that. You're supposed to come with Chidushei Torah.
Yeah, that's review.
And usually Chidushei Torah comes from review.
Yeah.
When your Neshama Yisera comes back to Shemayim, they ask, okay, Mark, what's the your Neshama Yisera? What new Chidushim did you learn over Shabbos? So that is allowed, but not to talk about work that you cannot do. Okay.
Well, Rabbi, you're not willing to do it. You say, I'm going to be my driver in the world. You're not willing anything to happen.
What did you say?
Let's say you say on Shabbat, you actually talk about some malacha you're going
to
do tomorrow.
You're not allowed to say it.
I know, but I'm saying to you, you're not willing anything to happen. You're just talking
about it. That's your will. Said, I will pick you up tomorrow with my car. Tomorrow, and I'll take you to the airport. I'm expressing my will to do a malacha. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos.
Right.
Now, you're not going to get stoned for it if you get warned for it, but it is chilul Shabbos, a lighter level of, but it's still usher. The Navi says your speech on Shabbos has to be different than your speech during the week. You cannot say tonight after Shabbos is over, I'm going to make a pizza. You can't say that because making a pizza requires a malacha. And therefore, you can't even be thinking about that type of work. And that is similar to Hashem to a certain extent. Okay, anyway, let's get to the next one. Look in source number 3. Look in source number 3. It says, this is now when David and his friends were watching the sheep for Nabal. Remember that terrible novel guy? And they worked for him a whole season. He didn't ask for them. And then they wanted to get a little bit of the good stuff when he sheared the sheep and was having a party. So they went on behalf of David to ask. So this is what happened. So, and David told him to quickly go. Keep that in mind. So look in source 3. Vayavo Nari David, the lads of David came. Vayadabral novel, they spoke to novel. Kechol hadvarma ela b'shem David. With all these words in David's name, now how do you explain this word? Vayanuchu. Literally means, and they came to rest. Okay, now tell me what that means.
They stopped talking.
What else could it mean? They were talking and then came to rest.
Yeah.
So it means they stopped talking. That's what the Rambam is going to say. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look now. Inside the text should be Vayadabru, right there. Vayadabru, I lost the place in my book. El Novo, Kechol Adver Me'elu B'Shem David, Vayanuchu. So Rambam says, in Yono, the concept is L'dayti, according to me, U'pasku M'ladaber. They stopped speaking, Ad Shiyishmu U'hatshuva, until they'll hear an answer. Which they're expecting an answer. Right? You're saying, listen, we helped you this and this and this, and then they stopped expecting to hear an answer from him. Now, what could possibly be another interpretation? They rested from the difficult work. What would be the difficult work? Well, we will see. There is a commentary to say. So go back to the sheet. Look under source 3. Between before 4, it says the Radak gives 2 interpretations, and the Rambam will disagree with one of them. Vayanuchu targim yonason, remember, upasku meledaber ot, that's with the Rambam. They stopped speaking more, ashishamu tshuvas novel, until they heard novel's answer. That's what the Rambam wants to learn that way. But the Radak gives another pshat. V'yitochen l'varsh, it's possible to say, v'yanuchu mi'yigiyosim in aderech, from the hard work of traveling. Why? The Sipur said, why did they say that? Because Bavur Srisosa, they're very quick. They didn't just walk to Novel, they ran to Novel. So what they did was, they're running. They're running to Novel, and they're saying, David, we'll work for you, and we'd like to get paid. They didn't want to waste any time, so in the middle of the sprint, they're still swallowing air, and they're talking, and then when they finished, now we can rest. From the Shver Arbit of running all the way here.
That's not Ram.
That's the way the Radak gives the second shot. And the Ram is saying, that's not Mashma. Because the word Vayanuchu is following the words that they said. That's why the Rambam says, he says, Lefi Shalom Nisker Lahem Lifnei Kedigik. I didn't talk about any hard work beforehand. Vafilu Ilu Haisel Nigik, even if there was. Haya Omro by saying Vayanuchu Muzer Mo B'Sicha. It's very hard to mix it up in speech. Elatir, but we have to explain it. Shehem Hisdiru Kolosa Loshen. They arranged all their words. Asher Yeshbo Hadinus V'Haruch. That they were speaking very softly and pleasantly. Mashabo was there. V'Shasku. They were waiting. Klomer means they Shloho Sifu Loshen Advarmina. They didn't add any more to what they had to say. And they didn't do any action, Hagoremus, that would have caused, and here's the point, you don't appreciate this much till you get to Novel's answer. And Novel curses them out. In other words, they said they spoke nicely and they stopped speaking. They weren't bad boys. They were very nice. They made a very nice presentation and stopped. And there was no reason for Novel to get angry at them.
For no reason.
Right? And they, because it means to say they stopped talking any more that could cause them to get angry with them. Because really telling us that Novel was a really cheapskate. So therefore, it's saying they said what they had to say. They were very nice guys. They stopped speaking, and that's all there is to it.
Adding these extra stuff because of the Radak. Is that correct?
Well, the Radak has two pshatim, so he's right, telling you not the like second the second pshat of the Radak, but like the first pshat of the Radak. That means to stop speaking. So clearly, even though Vayish Bos could mean stopping from physical working, there's no question it could mean that. But we've given how many examples? Two good examples where it clearly means, at least according to Rambam, that we've stopped speaking. And for Hashem, speech is a revelation of his will. And it was a revelation of will to create the world. Every day he revealed more of his will to create the world. Vayishpos, and now Hashem just stopped revealing his will through actions. And that's a non-action, so a non-will. The will was done, and that is nothing of a corporeal explanation to Moshe. Okay, that is pshat number one. Okay, where am I now? V'lefi inyan zeh, and therefore, based on what I've explained, nemer gam, now we can also understand the next idea, vayonach bayom hashvi. What does that mean? Vayonach means to come to rest. So what does that mean, to come to rest? To come to rest from speech. That's what he's saying. And that's source number four. Kisheshim asa Hashem as Hashemai v'sa'aretz, as Yom v'skol ha'sherbam. Vayonach, what does it mean? He comes to rest from speech. He's not speaking anymore. So you got Vayishbos and Vayonach can mean both of those things. Okay? And that's same idea with the Medrash Rabbah, source number five. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Yosef ibn Arai says, Kol zman shoye yedei koneim imashvish v'hem, as long as the hands, so to speak, of their creator were working b'hem, hayu moschev ochim, God was stretching out the world. Kiven shenachu yedei koneim, when the hands of the maker withdrew, Nitalamnocha was a rest. Vayonach lo'olom b'yom hashvi, he rested on the seventh day. But it means, again, not his hands, but withdrew his speech. He came to rest from speech. Okay, so now we've got the meanings of Vayishbos, to they both mean to rest, basically, and there's no more speech is happening. But now the Rambam is going to give us now three more meanings, or so to speak, or two more meanings of that root Noach. So again, he's telling us, so he stopped, it's two different ways of saying he stopped speaking. But we're going to see now there's other verbs where Noach can have three different applications, as you see in point number six. There's three possible roots for Vayonach Bayom HaShvi. Vayonach, as we said before, is to come to a stop. All right? Then we have Yonach, which means to allow and establish an existence, meaning setting something up.
Which is the opposite.
No. It's now, you've made it and it's set up and I don't have to touch it anymore. It's set up. I set you up. Once I've set you up, do I have to do anything else now? It's all set up. So in other words, Hashem made the world in 6 days and it was set up on that day. Okay. And what's an example of that? Let's see. B. You see where B is? In Bereishis with Noach, with Adam. Vayikach Hashem Elokim es Adam. So the simple meaning could be he placed him in Gan Eden, or he set him up in Gan Eden. He set him up of the Lashamra to work it and to guard it. Or in Divrei Yomim, Lo hiniach le'ish lashkam. Hashem does not allow the man to oppress. So Hashem does not allow, does not set him up to oppress. Okay? And we can also say it means nocha, to maintain or endure in its current state. Very similar, a little bit different, meaning it's going to be set up and it won't change anymore from that point. You could set something up and now it doesn't need anything else, or I set it up and that's the way it's going to be and it's never going to change afterwards, where it says, for example, Damlazas Nafshi Yeshovev Yan Cheni. That Hashem, Nafshi Yeshoviv, you've caused my soul to stop over here. And Yan Cheni V'Maglit Tzedek, to set me up in the pathways of justice. Okay? So therefore, where it's set, and it's not going to change anymore. So you see a lot of these same ideas, or it could be used as a verb to express in the passive sense, that the things were set up by Hashem. So there's multiple meanings of what this means. When we talk this word Noach, it can either mean that Hashem's words came to a stop, or his words allowed something to be established, or his words allowed, not the words, but he now established it to stay that way. Or you could say that the thing were established. Okay? So those are all different ways of saying that idea. And then the final one is Vayinafash. Now, Vayinafash, that's the passive form. The passive form where the desired purpose has been accomplished. So I don't have to read any more of the text. This is mainly the main idea. So basically, again, it's either Hashem stopped speaking or Hashem set the thing up for it to be and nothing else is required, or he set it up to stay that way, or things were set up by Hashem. He gets into all kinds of diktuk, but he's saying not to worry about those ideas. And that's the basic idea of Shabbos. The next perek is a doozy, and we're going to have a bit of an introduction for that, as we're getting close to the end of this section. There's only, 76, so we're almost done with the first section. All right, Yashir Koyach, everybody. Phew, all the classes are getting a little bit...